We just saw more and more of that video of the Karen, whose husband is the Joe Anderson. And B.B. Shea thinks the Joe Anderson, who does come out of the house, looks a lot like the guy who stole Woody in Toy Story 2. And I agree.
Al's Toy Barn.
The Toy Story 2 character voiced by Newman from Seinfeld.
Really?
Wayne Knight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, voiced that. And it looks a bit like him, too.
I can't speak on that. I don't think I've seen Toy Story 2. But the man looks to me like a person who was briefly in Seinfeld, who was a friend of Newman's, who put the curse on Kramer?
Yeah, I could see that.
At the birthday party? You know that guy?
Yeah, I know that guy, yeah.
I think he was also the hypnotist in Office Space, who has the fatal heart attack early on.
Yeah, he is. Oh, he is. He does look like that. Yeah, same guy. And he does look like that. Hot take. Toy Story 2 is my favorite of the Toy Stories. Yes. Yes.
Whoa.
Hot take.
Is that a hot take?
That's a hot take. I like that take.
I like Toy Story 1, especially for the newness of the technology, but I think Toy Story 2 is the best story. I loved it.
Which is the one that used to make our buddy Weather Dave cry?
Three has two unbelievably sad moments. First, it looks like all the toys are going to die in an incinerator. They're headed toward extinction. Now they're saved, and that gets you close to crying. But then, now part three is when Andy, the toy owner, is all grown up.
The little boys and little
spoiler lady. Alert.
Oh God, I'm spoiling. 15 years later. I'm spoiling. I'm just vomiting spoilers here. Oh yeah, they don't die in the incinerator, and the little boy Andy is grown up, and he's going off to college. So he takes all his toys to a little girl that lives down the street, and he's getting them out of the box and sort of playing with. I'm sorry. If you've got kids, especially when they do grow up and go off to college, it's hard for me to watch that scene. That's how that scene is so sad, especially if you do have children and they're growing up. And I saw that when my son was probably 15. Now, of course, I have dropped him off at college.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how he got there, but he did.
Yeah, a lot has changed.
Yeah, and when Andy
he's not that little boy anymore.
Oh, my God. When Andy is handing out those toys to that little girl, and he's saying, I'm sorry. He goes through all these different toys, including Buzz Lightyear, of course, but then he gets to the bottom. He's like, but Woody is the best. And he wants to take Woody with him. And the little girl's like, what about this one? He's like, oh, no, you can't have Woody. And he's 18, you know. But finally, he gives him off. Oh, waterwork. They never should have made a part four. It was the perfect ending. Part four is good. But part three had the perfect ending. The boy's grown up. He's going off to college. That scene, I'm crying now. Okay? I am crying now. That's how good a scene that is.
Well, you know, there's a theory about Toy Story 2. The character Jesse was left by a little girl. They're thinking that was Andy's mom back in the day.
It's possible. I could see that. Mm. That's a good conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Andy's mom, of course, is an adult, and the character Jessie is introduced in Toy Story 2. She's not in 1. She's like this cowgirl who meets back up with Woody.
And my girl Joan Cusack does the voice.
Joan Cusack does the voice.
Okay.
That's why B.B. Shea knows so much about it.
Yeah.
I was going to say Annie Potts, but she's Bo Peep.
Yeah.
Yeah, your girl Joan Cusack does a tremendous job in that. And it's that's another very sad scene when Jessie, there's a flashback to when she's a favorite toy of this little girl. And then the little girl grows up to be a teenager, and she's just like left at a Goodwill bin. And the doll is like, what? You know? Oh. I can't watch Toy Story 3 again. Toy Story 3, that scene where Andy leaves him is so sad. Is 1 your favorite?
Yeah, 1's the favorite.
I mean, it's hard to beat it.
It is.
But I do love. And 4 is good.
That's fine. Yeah.
Shouldn't have made it.
No.
And 5, come on.
There's a 5?
Coming out now. Oh. I just can't. I mean, it's just a money grab, you know, at this point. It's just that's all it is. Because now, I mean, Toy Story, the original, came out in 1995. This is now 30 years later. And some of the actors.
Kids still dress up as those characters.
Oh, yeah. Believe me. And my daughter will see it. If it comes out, she'll see it at age 18. You know, if it comes out in 2 years, she would see it. It is a great franchise. And they do, of course. Well, there's a whole park at Disney that's Toy Story.
Is it?
It's Toy Story Land.
Oh.
And it's got the Slinky Dog roller coaster and all sorts. And like army men. It was unbelievably clever. That may be the best series of that kind of thing. I mean, we were talking the other day about, like, Nemo's really good and all the others. What was your favorite?
Lion King.
Lion King is great. But the series, Toy Story, is...
It's perfect.
It's, like, almost unbeatable. Yeah. But I'm telling you, if they had stopped at three, it would have been better. Didn't I give you that factoid? I just read that not long ago that, of course, Tom Hanks does the voice of Woody in the movies. But in the shorts that are on television or at the park or for the doll, it's always his brother. It's not really, it's not Tom Hanks.
Oh, really?
Sounds just like him. Sounds just like him. And we had the toy, we had the Woody doll, and you pull the string and it would say whatever. And I thought it was Tom Hanks. I was like, man, they got him to do all that. It sounds just like
him. Dang, it's a bummer they didn't get Chet to do it, you know?
Chet, oh, man, he could use the work.
Chet's making my boot now.
Yeah. Chet Hanks is Tom's son.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and he just unbelievable, of course. And he would talk like that with a very odd voice like that. So anyway, it's his brother that does it. You're right. Chet would have been a better choice on that, in my mind. A couple of pieces of news here as well, and I mentioned this is health related. If you want to sleep longer and better, a study has come out that says, especially for men, young men, if you leave your socks on, you get 8 minutes, you're asleep 8 minutes faster than if you take them off. I never have slept with my socks on.
I have. I think when I was a kid, I did a lot, but
yeah,
we didn't have a lot of blankets. I just pile on the blankets now.
I've probably slept with my socks on three or four times in my whole life. You go to sleep 8 minutes faster, and you'll sleep 32 minutes longer if you don't.
30 minutes longer?
30 minutes longer, yeah. And they did this study. Actually, the study was done 6 years ago, but it is now people are becoming interested in it.
Does it specify a type of sock? Because I got a drawer full of different types.
These are just athletic socks. These are just like white athletic socks. And keeping your feet, the idea is keeping your feet warm regulates your core body temperature and gives you more restful sleep at night. These are the experts saying this now. That if you want better sleep, sleep with your socks on. How strange. I would never put the two together.
It's always kind of one of these, stereotypes of like the guys who leave their socks on while they're making love.
Yeah. Yeah.
it was kind of always a... like a comic punchline.
Yeah.
You know, you'd see this guy rogering away, this woman with his black socks on, his work socks.
Exactly. Titillation Tuesday for you. Yeah, I thought that too. Have I left them on before? Sure. You want to get right to it, you know. You're like, all right, let's go. And your socks are on. Weird look, I'm sure.
A strange look.
Yeah. You hover above it and see it. I know that.
You don't want to drone that.
Mm-mm, no. Gene Simmons of Kiss had a sex tape once, and he was wearing black socks. It was pretty ugly. Yes. Pretty bad.
It was the least sexy sex tape since Hulk Hogan's.
We had to do that one on Flaccid Friday, not Titillation Tuesday.
It looked like, what do they call it? Autopsies are sexy.
Yeah. Yeah.
When a person just lies on the slab, dead.
Yeah. Socks on.
While the coroner slices them open. Sexier.
Fact. Gene Simmons had his black work socks on. Like the gold toe socks were on for Gene Simmons. And he was with Shannon Tweed. Is that, or whoever?
I can't remember who the woman was. I don't know if it was his partner then or if it was just a rando.
Who's the best sex tape? Is it the Tommy Lee?
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, with
there's Paris,
Ray J.
Kardashian and Pammy.
The Ray J was one. I'm sorry. The Paris one was all like night vision. It was weird.
Yeah. Chris Tip said it was like looking at a meerkat.
Yeah, because
I was turned on. I was titillated. But because it was night, her eyes glowed, which did something for me.
Everything was green.
Yeah. One Night in Paris. That's what that was called.
Yeah.
And I saw that early. I was like, okay, I like it. And then my NC State porn. That was a great, but nobody knows that.
You know, it's not widespread.
Do you know my NC State porn?
I've heard the legend, yeah.
It was sent to me on DVD, and I loved it. I loved it. It was hidden cam porn over at North Carolina State.
That's so dirty now.
Yeah. It does sound dirty now, and it broke two computers. I put it in to watch it, and it broke two computers. And now I don't have a DVD player. I still have it in my sock drawer, but I don't have a DVD player to play
it. And how is it marked?
How is it?
Does it say NC State?
Yeah, it says NC State. And it's like, I'm afraid when I die, my kids are going to think it's like an NCAA basketball game or something with it, like the championship they won with Jim Valvano. Yeah, yeah.
Dad loved basketball.
And they're going to put it in some device and be like, what in the world is this? Health report, doctors of nephrology in Moscow have said not to do this. A Russian man, in a bet with his friends, he was challenged to do 2,000 squats. And he did them. He did 2,000 squats, winning the bet. He and his friends are weightlifters. I don't even know if he had weights when he did the squats. He's in his mid-20s, 25 years old, and he was confronted by his friend saying, I bet you can't do 2,000 squats, which he did. But within 2 days, his legs got swollen, stopped working, and his urine became incredibly dark. Kidney failure. He was having a kidney issue. So he had to be rushed to the hospital.
Very as competitive unusual. As you are, Kelly, worth it?
Yeah, worth it. Dark urine is worth it to win a bet like that, to do 2,000 squats. I can't imagine doing those. And it didn't say what set period of time he had to do the 2,000 squats. Mm-hmm. It just said 2,000 squats in a set period of time. Dark urine was the giveaway that he was starting to contract some sort of kidney issue. So toxins started to build up. And that's when his legs became extremely sore.
I mean, I don't understand the link.
I don't either.
Because people do ultra marathons. Maybe they do pee blood after they're done.
It must be something with, is it the motion? Is it some sort of pressure on the kidney because you're going up and down like that?
I don't know.
He said his legs had never failed him before, but he got so sore he could hardly get out of bed. And when he saw his urine turn dark brown, he said, I knew something was going on. Then, while in the hospital, he stopped being able to able to urinate at all. And he was diagnosed with, I'll mispronounce this for sure, but it's rhabdomyolysis, and that's a kidney issue.
Oh.
And so, they said it's because of those squats that you did in such a short period of time, 2,000 of them.
You're going to challenge Barry and up in AHR, do a squat competition?
Yeah, I'll do a squat off with Barry.
Put him in the hospital?
Yeah, I can get him to the hospital. I've already put Biggie there. I might as well put Barry there, too. Dan, you're talking about wearing socks while having sex. Titillation Tuesday. Go ahead.
When I was in film school a long time ago, I learned that the origin of that was they had a problem when they started making skin flicks. And skin flicks were some of the first movies ever made. Mm-hmm. They took the technology and made skin flicks. Yeah. Well, a man would have, on top of a woman and have an orgasm. And, how could you tell? So they figured out they would have the man keep his socks on only, black socks, and they would tie threads to the socks. And at the climactic moment, they would jerk the socks off. And that's where the expression, that'll knock your socks off.
No!
Absolutely.
God!
God's the truth.
Best factoid of the year.
Yeah.
Knock your socks off.
We need to close down, shut down Titillation Tuesday forever.
Titillation Tuesday's over. Dan, and you delivered it. Your voice is perfect. That's
how you do.
A great factoid. Thank you, Dan, for that. That is how you do.